Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I was up in Milwaukee a few weeks back before it got cold, and I wanted to check in on some longtime residents of the region that have been making a comeback lately. Beavers. The American beaver was once a fixture of this area, at the confluence of three rivers by the shores of Lake Michigan. Then the region's first European residents made Milwaukee one of their main fur trading posts, hunting and trapping beavers for their pelts, and the population plummeted. As the city developed, people turned marshes into industrial land and pumped pollution into the rivers, and North America's largest rodent was all but evicted from Milwaukee. But a few years ago, people started noticing trees along the riverbanks in the heart of downtown Milwaukee that had been gnawed down to a point. Only a beaver could do that.
Without a paddle!
Researchers have been spotting beavers in Riverside Park, a few miles north of downtown, for a few years. And it's a convenient place to learn about the animals, too, because it's also home to the Urban Ecology Center. That's where I meet up with Tim Vargo and a few of his colleagues one evening just before sunset. Vargo is manager of research and community science at the Urban Ecology Center. We haul a couple canoes down to the river, and we set off for a little paddle in search of beavers. Before we even push away from the shore, we see another little furry mammal. A mink scurries up a tree where we just launched our canoes.
Was that a muskrat?
Was that a pet ferret?
No, that was a mink, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it just skipped.
Oh, wow. Cool, mink.
Now we just need a beaver.
Yeah, wow. Ecologists say the return of wildlife is a sign that ecosystems are recovering. It's also a sign that, like people in Milwaukee, beavers are learning to love their local rivers once again. Tim Vargo says the return of animals like minks and beavers to this stretch of the river parallels the city's own attitude toward its waterways.
There's a much longer story here of Milwaukee's relationship with the river. Where we're paddling right now, there were swimming schools up and down this river. There were amusement parks. Ski jumps. In the wintertime, there was a lot of ice skating, and there was something called canoe jousting, where people would stand in canoes and push them together, and you'd have like a big Q-tip kind of thing, and you try to, as you went by your other canoe, or you try to push them into the river.
All right, I can kind of see why that might have gone by the wayside. But what about the rest of it? What happened to all that stuff?
Essentially, the reason the river was such a great place for recreation is one of the founders of Milwaukee built a dam, and it created this really nice area for recreation. The pool behind the dam allowed for all of this. But that same dam, there was a lot of industry and a lot of pollution. So at the same time, people were really enjoying the river and swimming in it. There were swimming schools up and down the river. At the same time, there was also industry polluting the river, and so it didn't take long for the pollution to catch up. And when the river started getting pretty smelly, and once they started investing more, the city started investing more in the lakefront, you kind of had people moving away from the river to the lake. So you had this period of loving the river to a period of completely destroying it, and then probably in the last 20 years, which coincides with the return of some great wildlife, you have people investing in it and loving it again, and trails up and down the river now are really popular, bird watching. But we just had our first swimming race here, swimming in the actual river.
Really?
Which was unheard of maybe 10 years ago. There's a spotted sandpiper over there on the...
Oh, spotted sandpiper? Oh, yeah. What's that? What are those?
Two downy woodpeckers.
Oh, downy woodpeckers. Wow, cool. The sandpipers and downy woodpeckers are cool, but I'm hoping to see a beaver. And not long after that sighting, Maggie Steinhauer, Research and Community Science Coordinator for the Urban Ecology Center, spots something furry swimming along the shoreline near a little burrow into the muddy riverbank.
Swimming over there, under that hanging plants, right against the shoreline, something small.
Oh, it is.
The animal swims over by a floating patch of garbage and driftwood, and just as we get close enough to get a good look, it dives underwater. Beavers can hold their breaths for up to 15 minutes, so we wait around, but don't see it again. Today there are an estimated 10 to 15 million beavers in the U.S., but there were once perhaps hundreds of millions, and Vargo says their dams transformed the landscape.
The amount of engineering they did on our planet is ridiculous. It has been shown recently to clean nitrogen from runoff in farms. Here in the Milwaukee area and other places, yeah, it's estimated that they're just doing a lot of environmental cleanup, a lot of services that we spend a lot of money on.
That's another reason ecologists are happy to see beavers returning to urban areas. Last year, researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee found beavers could substantially reduce flooding in some of the county's most flood-prone areas. Trout fishermen, however, worry too many beaver dams could muck up their fishing streams. But in urban Milwaukee, there's still room for people to share the rivers with a few more beavers. The sun eventually set on our canoe ride, and we got back on shore, while bats snapped up bugs over our heads. But one question remained. Was that really a beaver we saw earlier? I never got a glimpse of that scaly, paddle-like tail, so could it have been a muskrat? I had a camera on the canoe, and later I sent my photos to Christopher Yonke, a biologist at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. He emailed right back. "Muskrats swim lower," he wrote. "Those cute ears and huge head? Definitely a beaver."